Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, when you hear Ozzy singing Iron Man, time to talk to Neil Greenberg. Get a little smarter. Hello, Greenberg. How do you do, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
You know, I'm okay. I'm sneezing a bunch all of a sudden. I need to get Cameron on the phone. I'm worried about pollen. But, dude, I'm fired up. I love March Madness. This is a great time of year. Even the game last night, watching Alabama State that I had never heard of until yesterday, win at the buzzer, just kind of gets you fired up for what's coming over these next couple weeks. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, this is a huge time of year for me. It's one of my favorite times of year. There's so much happening. You got reasons to take off work.
Clearly, Brian found one.
I think it's a great time. It's a great time of year because this is when probably most people are into sports, and that includes people who aren't into sports.
Right.
Right, because the March Madness pulls from all different walks of life, all different interest levels. So you can always find someone to talk about March Madness. Someone's always willing to talk about their bracket.
Totally. So let's get down to the brackets. If you follow Neil Greenberg like I do, you can do so at N Greenberg on X, the Everything app, also known as Twitter, and Instagram. N. Greenberg is where you follow him. Neil joins us via the Rude Guest Hotline. I think it was yesterday afternoon, you posted your 10 steps to winning your March Madness pool. Take us through the steps, brother. Let's get rich.
Yeah, so the first thing you want to do is you want to get a sense of how big the pool is. The larger the pool, the more risk you want to take because you need to have a unique bracket. If you're in a smaller pool, like 10 people, then it could be chalkier. If you enter one of like these ESPN pools, then you want to really be like off the wall a little bit because, you know, everyone's going to have Florida advancing, everyone's going to have Houston advancing, et cetera. And I also start my bracket with the Elite Eight. I try to figure out who's going to be in the Elite Eight because that cuts down a lot of my decision-making for the bracket. So I know if I have my eight, then I just kind of pencil them through the rest. And then I have to make fewer decisions throughout the whole bracket.
Interesting.
I would say don't go crazy picking upsets, especially this year. I think last year we saw a very chalky bracket. I think we're going to see a chalky bracket this year as well. Just the increase in analytics usage is getting a lot of the teams right in both the field but also in seeding. And on paper, this looks like to be one of the strongest high-seeded brackets in a long time. So don't go crazy on upsets. That being said, I mean, there's some 12 seeds that are already favored in the betting markets, like Colorado State. Number 11, North Carolina, is a slight favorite as well. Those are really great upsets to take in the first round because not a lot of people follow the betting markets. So they may just see an 11 seed and think, oh, there's no chance to win. But as I said, they're favored in the betting markets, so those are pretty easy round of 64 picks to take. And I would say my last thing, even though there are 10, but I would say the last most important, I think the SEC is overrated, and I would fade a lot of these teams, Auburn, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Missouri. I'd fade a lot of those teams in the bracket and just go with some other picks.
Greenberg, do you care? One of our video producer, White Brian, is an Auburn guy, and he's just shaking his head at you. Do you care if he gets to respond here?
Oh, no, let's get him on.
Fire away, White Brian. I know you don't like it.
I think we've almost gotten to the point where so many people are fading Auburn. I'm not worried about the fact that they're kind of limping into this tournament.
Well, you never want to limp. I think what's going to hurt Auburn, I think, ultimately, is they send their opponents to the free throw line quite a bit. And that doesn't seem like it's a big, you know, hiccup, but when you're looking at one-and-done tournaments, when you're looking at what usually fuels upsets, there's a lot of fingerprints. And you know, the lower-seeded teams are typically move on when they're able to grab a lot more offensive rebounds, create turnovers, but also get extra points, easy points, at the free-throw line. And I would say Auburn, you know, does have a challenge in that regard. They do pretty well defending the three, but they, again, I mean, I think if they're going to start sending the opponents to the free throw line, that's going to create some extra easy possessions. And also, they don't really play very fast. You know, they have a very efficient offense, second best in the country. Defense is very good, but they also play at a pretty slow tempo. So while their offense is efficient, it only takes a couple of botched shots to make it so that the other team can keep the score close.
Well, so here's my counter to, I think, specifically like talking to Greenberg here, myself, and White Brian, we are so inside all this stuff, right, that we're looking at the betting markets, we're looking at their last five, we're looking at net or all these quad one wins, whatever, like, metrics are available. And I can see why Brian's point, like, oh, everybody thinks Auburn's cooked, which makes me like them more. But, like, ignore all that. Strip all that away, right? Why did they lose three of their last four, White Brian?
They put teams on the free throw line, they didn't make their free throws, and they struggled rebounding, which makes me terrified of Creighton.
Okay. See, that, I think, is more real analysis than, like, oh, everybody's zigging, I'm going to zag. Even if a big-eared radio host often says that, I just think, who do you think the best team in the tournament is, Greenberg?
Well, I think Duke's the best team. I think Maryland is the best value. And I actually have Maryland beating Duke in the final.
Whoa!
I think Duke...
You have Maryland winning the title in your bracket?
Yeah, I think so.
Talk about burying the lead, Greenberg.
I'm sorry, no, I have Duke over Maryland. Sorry. Duke over Maryland.
You have Maryland in the final?
Yeah, and actually, if I'm going to be putting it in, like, a big bracket, I probably flip that. I probably have Maryland winning.
All right, but that is about, all right, so everybody understands this. We're talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. If you're joining a 2,000-person bracket or just like one of these super 8 million people brackets on ESPN.com, or I'm sure The Post has one, I'm guessing Odyssey has, like, every big company has one of these things, right?
Right.
Your theory there is don't go with the chalk because everybody has the chalk. You gotta do something different. And that's
right.
In that scenario, you like Maryland.
Yeah, so like if you're looking at, you know, I would say any pool with more than 150 people, a team like Maryland would be very enticing to me as a championship play. When you look at like the ESPN People's Bracket, a lot of people have it's almost split between Florida and Duke to win the title in the title game. So right away, I probably don't have either of those teams winning it because you just have to be so much more right in the early parts of the bracket. If you know half the bracket is going to have Duke winning, half the bracket is going to have Florida winning. You know, the only real way to like differentiate yourself is to have neither winning.
Right, and I imagine everybody's going to like. I imagine 75% of brackets have either Duke or Florida winning.
Right. Both these things are true. I think Duke is the best team in the bracket and has the best chance of winning. I would not necessarily pick Duke in every type of bracket I'm in because everyone's going to be – they're going to be a very popular choice, right? So there's like realistic March Madness talk, and then there's, you know, how do I maximize my bracket talk? So – you know, depending on like what kind of conversation we're having here, but in terms of brackets, like I have Duke beating Maryland. I feel like Maryland in the final is enough of a differentiator where if Duke does win, I still think my bracket can be unique. But if I'm in, you know, a really, really large bracket, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, then I absolutely would have a team like Maryland winning it all.
Okay. So let me back out of that. Maryland's a comfortable favorite against Grand Canyon. I think Maryland will be favored over the winner of Memphis Colorado State should they advance, although I am a little nervous to Colorado State, I'll be honest with you. You are comfortable. Forget trying to win your bracket. You think Maryland can beat Florida in 40 minutes of basketball?
Oh, yeah. And if you look at my tweets, actually, I was on the show. I've been talking about Maryland on the show for a couple
of
weeks.
You have.
Like, so this isn't really, like, necessarily a surprise. I think Maryland's a very good team. I think Colorado State is going to beat Memphis. That's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, look, all teams have a challenge at some point. I think Connecticut in this bracket is really tough for both Maryland and Florida. I think Connecticut could be really undervalued in the tournament. And if I'm in a big, you know, if I'm like in a huge thing, I would even consider, you know, moving Connecticut past the Sweet 16, you know, if I'm putting in a couple brackets to differentiate. And this is a tough bracket. Like, Connecticut being here kind of jammed me up a little bit because I really like Connecticut. I like both BYU and VCU to make a deep run. They play each other in the round of 64. That kind of jammed me up a little bit. So, you know, you have to make decisions here. But as you know, as I said, I've been talking about Maryland for a while on the show. I thought they were going to be a lot better than their seeding. I think they're obviously a really talented team. They like to play fast. They take care of the ball on offense. They're very, very good defensively, limiting rebounds. They don't send opponents to the free throw line. They're pretty good at generating turnovers. Like, they do a lot of the things that you want a good tournament team to do for a deep run.
Listen, man, I had a plan. I'll never understand why in the hell Arizona's the four seed in the East and Maryland's the four seed in the West. Sure seems like you should swap those. I had a plan of going to Newark, New Jersey to watch Maryland play Duke in the Sweet 16. But Greenberg, if you're telling me I got to fly to San Antonio to watch Maryland play Duke in the finals, I will be there, sir.
look, that's what I have. I mean, these are all educated guesses.
Sure,
But
I get that.
But that's what I have right now. And like I said, I've been on Maryland for a little bit. There's no reason for me to jump off now.
I feel like I know you well enough. I think the 5-12 upset has gotten to be, like, too mainstream. And I think if you're actually looking for an upset, you need to go lower. You got anybody 13 or below getting to the Sweet 16?
I think the 11 seed is way better value than the 10 seed. I think North Carolina is going to be really good. I've been on them a little bit. I talked about VCU. I think I've even talked about VCU on the show. I think that they're good. I don't know if I'd go lower in this bracket than the 12 seed, but I like number 10 New Mexico. I like 12 Liberty. I think McNeese State has a shot.
I think they're just McNeese now. They dropped the state.
State, McNeese, I'm sorry.
Yeah, get it right.
Utah State, Penn State, I think they can be okay. We talked about number 12 Colorado State being favored and possibly number 10 Arkansas. So I actually like the 11, the 10, 11, and 12 seed line a lot more than I like the 13 and below. But I did tweet out the most likely upsets by seed, and at 13 you had Yale, 14 you had Troy, 15 Nebraska Omaha, and then 16 was Norfolk State.
Norfolk State. All right. Yo, if Norfolk State took down Florida, we're including Norfolk State in the B. Mitch and Finley DMV for the March Madness tournament. They count from we go from Norfolk to Emmitsburg, Maryland. Greenberg.
Oh, wow.
They'd have my full support. I think they're the Spartans, Norfolk State Spartans.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a historic upset, so I'm not saying that they're going to do it. I'm just saying most likely team at that seed for an upset would be Norfolk.
I want to make sure we get time for some hockey, but St. John's, man, I am fascinated by what that second-round matchup, assuming St. John's beats Omaha, they're playing, it's Pitino going against Bill Self, or even juicier, Pitino going against John Calipari. I find that fascinating. I know that the Johnnies play really tough, really good defense, but they can't really score. And I fear if St. John's gets a quick whistle against some really good athletes on Kansas or Arkansas, I feel like that could be – I'm guessing you're from Queens. Like, did you grow up loving St. John's?
All right, so St. John's was very close to where I lived. I almost went there. They've been my favorite collegiate basketball team for as long as I can remember. I'm so happy to see them doing so well. I am fading St. John's. I do not think they're going to make it out of the opening weekend. I have them losing to Kansas. Here's the thing about St. John's. They're having a great run, but I do think that a lot of it is hype. I am fading St. John's. Maybe I'm not allowed to go to the corner pizza place anymore with that. I am not a fan of St. John's in this tournament. I'm fading them to go home pretty early.
Dude, I kind of think I am too. I just think a lot of it will determine on the whistle. Because they play so physical, and I don't know. I'm fascinated to see how it goes.
And you know, if I'm saying that, like, that's something that I believe, and it pains me.
Can I ask a different question, Greenberg?
Sure.
I believe in our conversations, I think you're a proud member of the tribe, correct? Would go to St. John's not impact that?
If they gave me the right scholarship, I was going.
Hey, money talks, so talk mo bucks.
Plus, at the time, there's no on-campus housing, so they actually gave you money to live off campus, which was very appealing to someone that does not like any sort of parental supervision or supervision of any kind. And for me to be able to run amok even more so than I did as a kid in Queens was very appealing.
All right, quickly, let's talk a little hockey. The Caps are an absolute wagon. Last night's game was just dominant, frankly, and I think there's no reason not to see them rolling all the way into the playoffs. Right now, the first-round matchup would be the Rangers, and I get some are nervous about that because of the goalie and some of the talent on the Rangers. But, dude, the first matchup that really concerns me for the Caps is, like, the Eastern Conference Finals, they got to get the Panthers or something. Like, they're just so damn good. I'm curious where you land.
Yeah, I think that you don't really have to worry about Washington matchup-wise because they really are good. They can beat you in a bunch of different ways. The hockey world at large is probably seething that Tom Wilson is now a 30-goal scorer in the NHL.
F the hockey world at large. They're also mad that Ovi's going to break Gretzky's record. Just a bunch of Canadian miserable dudes.
Tom Wilson is a guy that if you're outside of the Beltway, like, you really abhor him or feel like you have to. But he's also the guy that you would absolutely get a tattoo of his face if he was on your team. But yeah, 30 goal scorer. Talk about a guy that really did reinvent his game and just completely, you know, reinvented himself as a hockey player. I think that that's amazing. But yeah, I mean, this team is really good. They're deep. You know, Ovechkin, obviously, Wilson, Protas, Connor McMichael. I mean, they just have so much talent. And they're well coached, and that I think that's really the key to this whole thing for me, is that I am confident that Carberry, maybe we should call him Starberry, is able to navigate any sort of playoff matchup. So I think that he is definitely the guy. I mean, I'm not breaking ground here. But I think that he would have them in a position to play competitively against any team in the NHL in any round at any time. So, yeah,
LT's
Rangers, Hurricanes, whoever, doesn't matter. Just let's see how this whole thing pans out.
Yeah, I can't wait to see. The goaltending's been great, too. But the flip side of that is I had felt incredibly confident all along that Ovi was breaking this record this year. I weirdly, last night's 8-15 felt like no problem. Now 8-14 feels a little daunting. I think we got to see him put at least one, maybe a couple in against Philly just because they're so bad.
Yeah, I mean, one hat trick changes this whole thing, right? I mean, and that's certainly within the realm of possibilities for him. I think he's going to get there until I think he's not. And I know that that's maybe a cop-out, but like you never know when back-to-back hat tricks are going to happen. You never know when, you know, and this is obviously a long shot, but if he got an Ovech trick, I don't think anyone would be like, oh, yeah, that's weird. But I think a multi-goal game against Philadelphia, like you said, kind of changes the outlook quite a bit. He just needs a little bit of a run, and, you know, we'll wait and see. But if not, you know, I think next year, you know, the hype's obviously going to be even more real, and, you know, we just have to wait. But I still think there's a good chance he does it this year.
I still think so, too. Greenberg, I appreciate your time, bro. I really do. And go Terps.
Right, good luck in the pools. Be Mitch. I miss you. Talk to you guys soon.
See you, man. That's our buddy Neil Greenberg joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow him at N Greenberg on X. A lot of great content, and he'll be all over your good betting options during March Madness. This morning, I had to text my boy Garv. Garv runs Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. I need an oil change. I like going over there. They take great care of me. Garv responded to me in about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And he apologized. He's like, hey, man, sorry for the delay. I'm 3 hours behind you on vacation. And I was like, Garv, why on earth are you responding to me while you're on vacation? He's like, oh, man, I just want to take care of you and make sure the car's good. Like, that is a different level of care they give you. And there's a reason the Oarsman Automotive Group of Virginia has been serving area car buyers for over 100 years. They know what they're doing, and they treat you right. They got great locations all over Northern Virginia. Oarsman dealerships offer most of America's favorite and best-selling brands, like Toyota. They got the location I always go to in Fairfax, plus one in Chantilly. Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler. I think I heard celebrity Chris Russell bought a Kia from Oarsman Kia Chantilly, Billy and Chantilly. They got it all. Bob Biaggi, the original celebrity, runs the Chevy Buick GMC store in Alexandria. In addition to the unmatched selection, Oarsman offers incredible deals and financing options. And don't forget Oarsman's tremendous selection of quality, certified, used vehicles you could choose from. Best of all, every vehicle is sold by Oarsman's Lifetime Edge with up to $1,500 in extras, including a complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. I might get my car washed today, landfill. Loaner cars with major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. Even more good news, if you got a car to sell, check out Oarsman. They're going to pay up to $125, a Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of the make, model, or year of that car. It's simple. At Oarsman, they like to keep their customers happy. Take it from me, J.P. Finley, a beyond satisfied Oarsman customer. Let's ride together.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Together. So I'm getting very into these electrolyte packets. If you're watching on the stream, I'll show you. I tried a new one today, Celsius Lemon Lime Hydration. It's banging. I have no idea how, with zero sugar in there, they can taste that good, but the other ones I do are Element, which are really, really salty, but you get used to it and you like it. Marginal breaking news here in the NFL that I wanted to at least discuss. The Packers, despite catching some heat in spots for this, are moving forward to propose a rule banning the tush push. So the league meeting is, I guess it's in 2 weeks. Yeah, I fly to Florida on March 30th. So the league meeting Monday, March 31st, and Tuesday, April 1st. Yeah, less than 2 weeks. Wow, I didn't realize that was that close. So the league has to get all these official proposed rule changes on the books. Green Bay says, I don't care if you give me grief. We're pushing forward. Green Bay has proposed a rule change, Rule 12, Section 1, to prohibit an offensive player from pushing a teammate who is lined up directly behind the snapper and receives the snap immediately at the snap. That is clearly very much targeted at eliminating the tush push that the Eagles run so well. I mean, there's four of us here that watch a ton of football. I can't even think of another team that tries it with the... Remember when Washington tried that one, Mariota came in and it looked like he was supposed to pitch it to Robinson? I don't know what that was. I think that is overkill, and I think that is way too targeted specifically at what Philly does really well. I don't think there should be a rule change for what one team does really well. Because if there was, could you institute a rule change that quarterbacks that wear the number 15 on third down aren't allowed to run around behind the line of scrimmage for more than 9 seconds before they complete a back-breaking third down conversion to a tight end? Because, like, that'd be pretty targeted at the Chiefs, right? Like, I don't think you can specifically try to eliminate something just because one team does it really well. However, I do think they should reinstate. This is not a new rule. It'd be reinstating the old rule that you cannot push a ball carrier from behind. I think it's dangerous. And I do think that would have some impact on the tush push. I think it would have more impact, though, on generally when you see a skill position guy, a receiver, a running back, a tight end, and they're starting to get tackled around the 10 or the 5. And then you see like a tackle running from 10 yards past and just blowing up the whole pile. I think that's legitimately dangerous, and I think they should get rid of that. That's just me. I don't get the vote. There are two other rule proposals. Everybody's going to talk about Green Bay trying to ban the tush push, and rightfully so. But I think these other two are just as interesting, dude. The Lions have proposed to eliminate automatic first downs for defensive holding. Think about how many times it's third and 17, and there's a defensive hold 6 yards down the field, and it's an automatic first down. I don't hate that at all. Now, I do wonder if it doesn't incentivize holding a little bit. Like, man, it's not a first down. Let's just grab a little bit, see if they call it. But I think the rules are too skewed to help the offense anyway. I like that one. And the Eagles, not to be, you know, clearly Green Bay's coming at the Eagles, but Philly's got their own rule proposal. The Eagles propose to align the regular season overtime rules with the postseason rules, giving each team a chance to possess the ball in a 15-minute period. So we're clear, in regular season, if you get the ball first and you score a touchdown, it's game over. If you kick a field goal, the other team gets the ball. In overtime, both teams get the ball. I would vote no on the tush push ban, yes on the Lions' proposal to eliminate automatic first downs for defensive holding, and I think no on the Eagles' proposal to change overtime. They've messed with overtime so much over the last handful of years. And, dude, regular season games, you're already playing 17 of them. They're going to go to 18 in a year. I don't think you need to extend overtime that much more. So I am a no, yes, no. Landfill, what are you?
Get rid of the tush push. I'm cool with the getting rid of the automatic first down and absolutely change the overtime rules.
So you're a yes on everything.
Yep.
How would you like to be addressed now that you're an NFL owner?
Mr. Landfill.
Mr. Landfill, okay. Jeff, how do you vote, sir? And how would you like to be addressed?
Mr. Walker.
Okay. Mr. Walker?
No, you got to say Mr. Walker. You got to put a little deepness in it. Mr. Walker.
Mr. Walker.
There we go. I'm on ban the tush push. I hate that play. Most of the players be offline, I mean, off sides. People be getting hurt. Ban it. Yes. And then Hurts pissed me off with taking all day and Luvu jumping over the line. What else was Luvu supposed to do? Ban it. I'm okay with the defensive holding. Yeah, they need to be cut too. And extend the overtime rules.
All right, so you're a yes on everything.
Yeah.
What about you, White Brian, and how would you like to be addressed?
White Brian's fine.
Okay. That's the only NFL owner that's cool with just being called White Brian. All right, what do you got?
No to tush push, no to defensive holding, and just go to college football overtime.
Yeah. Oh, my God. College football overtime is injecting Mountain Dew into your veins. Like, it's I tell you what, it definitely is where unders go to die. I know that much, but it's entertaining, but it's not football. I think college football should do a kickoff each rather than giving both teams the ball at the 25. I almost want to open the phones on this. I bet people go nuts. You can vote. Ban the tush push, first downs for defensive holding, and changing overtime. I've told you how I vote. You know how the aquarium votes. I bet the NFL tends to be very hesitant to make big changes. At noon, we're giving away Nats opening day tickets. At 12:30, we got to make a lot of NCAA picks. I watched both of the first four games last night, which is new for me. I did bet on them both, which helps. There's so much betting to happen over the next 3 weeks. If you love college basketball, this is the time for you. Who's cutting down the nets this March? Get in on all the tournament action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Tonight, first four. AU is a 2.5-point favorite. That total is really low. You're getting it on ESPN Bet low. So if you want to get in on that action, here's what we know. AU likes to play it slow, and Mount St. Mary's is undefeated when they score over 70. AU is going to try to keep that thing in the 50s, let alone the 60s. No surprise, then, that the total is 129.5. Say you want to play some long shots. Say you think Wofford can beat Tennessee. Get on that money line, man. Get rich. This is the time. There's so many bets. Today and then tomorrow is when you need to be on ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Bet the futures, whoever you think is going to win the regionals, who's going to get to the championship, who's going to win the championship. Future bets this time of year are the best. And if you bet $20 on the team you think wins it all, and they do, you'll win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Plus, you can receive $10 in bonus bets for every win your team has in the tournament. Download the ESPN Bet Sportsbook app to get started today. Make sure you check out Virginia. Odds and lines are subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot of talk about the extremely non-public March Madness pool on the B. Mitchell Finley program. I mean, all we're doing is just limiting the payout in this thing. But that's okay. I would care more to win this for like $80 or whatever it might be, just for S-talking purposes, really. Now, I just tweeted out my feelings about these proposed rule changes in the NFL. I think the Green Bay proposal to try to ban the tush push is too specific. Like that they're seriously just trying to ban the tush push. I would revert, however, to the old rule that offensive players can't push a runner forward. Whoever has a ball, you shouldn't be able to just run up behind them and smash them and keep them going. The Lions proposed that defensive holding isn't an auto first down. I'm all in on that. If you got 3rd and 17 and a holding flag gives them 5 yards on a first down, that's junk. I also wouldn't mess with regular season overtime. These dudes play 17 games. It's about to be 18 games. You don't need overtime going longer. The defense can simply get a stop if you want the ball. JT's in Orange County on the votes. JT, how you voting?
So, JP, this is my opinion on it. I'm voting yes for the defensive holding and the overtime. But on the tush push, either revert back or just don't allow it in the red zone. I'll hang up and listen.
You can't. You start instituting things in like certain parts of the field, that just seems too gimmicky to me. You either have it or you don't. I get what you're saying because at the goal line, it's the problem with me for the tush push, and I don't like it. But I think Philly's just really good at it. If it was that dominant of a play, everybody would run it. I'm just seeing this now. Now, this is all public info. Nikki Jabala is where I'm seeing it. The Commanders have sent a rule proposal in. to permit clubs that may qualify for the playoffs to obtain scouting credentials for two consecutive games, week 17 and 18, played by a potential playoff opponent. And clubs hosting wildcard games must provide scouting credentials to all teams in the same conference who are in the playoffs. That's just about getting access to watching teams you think you're going to end up playing. And the reason you want it to be week 17 and 18 is if a team is loaded and they might already have their division sealed up, or maybe they even have a the one seed sealed up, probably not going to play anybody week 18, so you want access to see them week 17. I get that. I mean, these teams and coaches are so paranoid, I could see that getting voted down. But I think it's relatively fair because everybody is allowed the same access. Like, it's not like just one team has it. Generally, they're pretty slow with real rule changes stuff. But just another kind of subplot to watch at the owners' meetings. These owners' meetings, dude, as somebody who's covered a lot of them, are so much different for me now. It used to be such, it was just so different. And then once, even before the sale was coming, it was very different. Bruce Allen, back in the day, Bruce Allen would do interviews once a year at the owners' meetings. And basically, he chose that to make getting the Bruce Allen interview as difficult as possible. Because it's like, all right, I will do one-on-ones with everybody that's at owners' meetings, but it means you got to fly to Arizona or Florida or whatever. And it's just remarkable how much different things are now. I mean, Commanders fans, smile. You made it. One other quick thing I wanted to point out, Landfill. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Remember the quarterback show they did a few years ago? I think it was Kirk Stafford, maybe? Who all did it?
Mariota.
Right. It was Kirk, Mariota, and try to find that for me, White Brian.
Wasn't it Mahomes?
Yes. It was Kirk, Mariota, and Mahomes. And it was awesome. Netflix has announced. Yo, also, Mariota got completely boned by the editors of that show because it was made to look one way, and that situation went down a very different way. When a coach and an organization guarantees you're the starter and they're not going to go to the rookie because the rookie's not ready, and then they go to the rookie just because they have to appease ownership or try to save their own jobs, you have a right to be pissed. Anywho, Netflix has announced the new series of quarterback, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins again. And while I'm incredibly excited about that, Burrow and Goff will be great. I've also learned something about the series Netflix quarterback. You obviously get paid for it because it'd be one thing if Kirk did it once, but to do it again, there's a check getting cashed, dog. Ben Fox from Yahoo joins us next.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.